Hey guys, this is Shakes. This episode you're about to enjoy, or hopefully enjoy, or get offended by, more likely offended by, was done in October after Monica James episode, and it was a little subdued towards the end, mainly because we gave it a shot with this kind of stuff one time previously, and it just, you know, I think my computer fucked up actually, and so we lost it. And then we tried to do it again and replicate it. You can't do that. Anyway, this is what happened. Although there is new material in here, this is, you know, you'll hear it just stop at the end of the 45-minute mark, but that's the way it did. So enjoy, guys.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Oh, yeah. Buckle up, children. It's time for Audio Files with your hosts, E-Train, Shakes, and the Ranimal.
Hey, people out there in podcast land, how's everybody doing? You're listening to Audio Files.
Where exactly is podcast land?
Podcast land is right next to Neverland Ranch out in...
Do they have like Ferris wheels and shit?
No, they got fairy wheels. It's a bunch of fags. You have to sit on their wrecked cock so you won't fall off.
What the fuck?
So, but it's like it's
start off strong.
It's
Eric.
It's better than a seatbelt because that way you won't fall off.
It's a seat cock.
Yeah, exactly. It's like riding a bicycle with no seats.
It's a meat belt.
Yes. Oh man. Oh people, you know. It seems to me that the last couple of podcasts we did, while very informative, maybe we weren't able to continue our
shenanigans.
Yeah. We were kind of subdued. We were more NPR and less what it is that we actually
less
do.
Less fuck you are.
Whatever. So anyway, if people are out there and they were listening, and we want you to come back and listen, we need more subscribers on... iTunes, so please give us a listen there on the
iTunes
on the
people.
Old iTunes thing.
Yeah,
how you fellas doing?
I'm doing all right.
Doing fucking great.
It's Wednesday, I believe. It's October 17th.
Oh fuck,
it's Wednesday, isn't it? Yeah, it
my
is.
My power bills due.
Oh shit.
How about that shit? So the podcast might get cut off. Right yeah. We might have get about halfway through, and then and everybody will just sit there listening, and thinking we're buffering.
Uh oh. Yeah.
All right, guys. It was nice to have a couple of artists we interviewed, but let's do what we do.
It was a nice change of pace for a little bit. But
all right, well, let's do what we do.
What do we do?
We just sit around and talk shit about stuff that we think we know something about.
Yeah.
You know, music is kind of weird. Have you noticed that?
When did that start?
Well, the only reason it's weird is because you think something's cool, and then 10 minutes later, it's not cool. I don't know why that happens or when that happens or how that happens or whatever shit. Anyway, what's going on with you guys? Anything interesting?
Well, I would like you to elaborate a little bit because that didn't make any fucking sense.
Well, the minute something is like, okay, here's what I don't like about the music world right now. It's dictated by shit like American Idol.
Well...
Because that shit is not, that is not indicative of what good music is out there. And most people think it is.
Well, it's up to people like us to change their minds. We should do it that way.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I know, it's not because.
Well, I got some headlines here. I got some music news headlines. So
it's about Iranian Idol?
Yeah, it's an Iranian Idol. Yeah. The winner is not stoned to death. Yeah. Like Iranian Idol.
I don't think it would last past season one without it getting blown to fucking pieces.
And now for the 128th week in a row, the number one song is Shine, 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 Shine. Fuck those goddamn assholes. All right. You got my sound up? All right, cool.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, let's read a little music news here. I got some headlines pulled up. Oh, yeah, some vintage music news. Thank you very much.
I had a little all right. to it.
Poop, you know, Lisa Marie Presley is back in the news. Does anybody give a rat's ass? I'm just asking.
I'd like to see her naked.
No, you would. Really? You think she's hot?
Really?
I'd like to see any female naked at this point.
Oh. Well, at least you're honest.
Old Ken with the low standards. All right.
I have a couple more PBRs and it should be looking good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, anyway. Apparently, Lisa Marie has done some duos with her father.
Yeah.
She, what does that have to do with it? What the fuck is wrong with you? She and by anyway, you remember this is the chick that was married to Michael Jackson briefly, and then Nicolas Cage briefly, and I believe Nicolas Cage actually was able to go upstairs at Graceland and see the King's bedroom.
Oh, yes. Oh, well, okay. That's cool.
That yeah. is very cool.
I'd like to fuck in Presley's bathroom.
You'd like to fuck Nicolas Cage. Who are you kidding?
Is Graceland oh. on the other side of Podcast Land?
Yes, Graceland is right next to Neverland Ranch.
They're right next to each other.
Yeah. In Memphis. Bless her. Yeah. All right.
She's doing duets.
Duets with her dad. She did one. She's got a new video out called I Love You Because It's an Emotional Duet with Her Father.
Okay.
Newsflash, he died in 1977. I know a lot of people think that Elvis is still alive. He ain't. You're just seeing a lot of fat rednecks with sideburns.
You've been shopping.
And there's a lot of them. What?
You've been shopping at Walmart too much.
Yeah.
You see a lot of those fuckers. Oh, yeah. With the mutton chops and the...
Yeah. And you notice I shaved mine off.
Yeah.
Because I just got tired of people...
Saying, hey, are you Elvis?
Yeah, exactly. It's fucked up.
I know the first time I met you, I mistook you for Elvis.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Lisa King!
Lisa Marie Presley, 44 years old. Oh, that sucks to give her age, even though she's good-looking, 44. Recorded her vocals to the song in August, produced by T-Bone Burnett. Man, he's a he's a very, very well-known good producer.
But now, is anybody going to buy this shit?
I don't fucking know. I got no fucking...
Hey, how about this? I found something interesting.
In music news?
Yeah.
Good. Let us have it.
You know, Flea, Red Hot Chili Peppers bass player?
Never heard of him.
Okay. Celebrated his 50th birthday with the Red Hot Chili Peppers concert.
Is he 50?
In his backyard.
Oh, man.
He had a concert with the Red Hot Chili Peppers
in
his backyard.
I just thought he was in his backyard by himself on his birthday. That's how you made it sound. No. Flea's just like, nobody likes me. Damn.
Happy birthday to me. Yeah. I'm going to drink beer alone and grill some hot dogs.
Yep. That's exactly what I thought.
Well, yeah, I mean... How is that newsworthy?
It's interesting. Why do you put a fucking concert with his own band on his in his backyard?
Because it's his fucking birthday.
I feel like
douchebag. Douchebag.
I feel like TMZ here.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, guess who else is Jesus Christ?
Guess Johnny. Who else is Jesus Christ?
No, guess who else is in the news? Guess who else is the Christ? Anyway, Johnny Rotten's back in the news, kids. Fine. Nearly four decades after crashing onto the music scene at the age of 19 as lead singer of the British punk outfit The Sex Pistols. I love it when they call a band an outfit. It's fucking, it's a band.
It's not like you can wear them.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, you could.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Side note.
You kill them,
no, you can't.
Skin.
Side note. Really funny side note. Yesterday, I even texted a picture of this to Shaky Poo.
Oh, yeah.
Over here. I was heading to the gym, and I realized I had forgotten my earbuds because... It's boring as shit. You don't want to listen to the Muzak when you're out. Anyway.
Right.
So, I mean, and I got 1,000 pairs of earbuds and I can never find them. They wind up in the wash or some shit. Anyway, so I'm heading to a little store in Fuquay on the way to the gym. It's called Roses. It's a southern thing.
Shit.
Let's go on down the road.
It's like a real ghetto redneck Costco.
Yeah, it is. But you can't buy shit in bulk.
No. It's nor, more like... nor would you want to. Anyway, so I'll go into Roses because they've got some cheap earbuds, and I'm not going to really use them just for the gym, so they'll get all sweaty and blah blah blah. All right, anyway, I'm in there, I'm looking at earbuds. They got an honest to God licensed merchandise Sex Pistols earbuds.
Yeah,
what?
Yep. They had a box called
at
the Sex
Roses
and Roses. I'm not making this up.
I've got a picture right here.
Yeah, I bought those, and hey, you know, it makes everything sound real loud and shitty. No.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the picture right there.
That's fucking stupid.
it's like, oh my God! Not only did they only record one decent album, and they sold out. Anyway,
that would be funny if you put them in and they're just like.
It makes everything sound real loud, obnoxious, and, and everything sounds like a Cockney accent. All right. Johnny Rotten is enjoying being back in the limelight.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, Johnny Rotten is in the early stages of a North American tour with his long-running post-Pistols band.
Public Image Limited.
Yeah, Pill. Who gives a fuck? I'm just saying. I didn't think they were that good. And he started that band like in 79 or 78, right after the Pistols broke up.
I like their first couple albums, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I just remember him just... I do remember a lot of stories of people trying to approach him just somewhere and going, hey, I'm a big fan, and him just being a colossal dick to them. So, fuck him. Not that it means a goddamn thing.
I remember reading a story about Public Image Limited. I think it was their first tour of the States.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, maybe it probably wasn't. It was probably second or third. But they played a show in D.C. with a hardcore band called Minor Threat. Which was kind of an odd pairing, and Johnny Rotten didn't even show up until after the set of the first band, and the first band, Minor Threat, they only got paid in Coca-Cola and pizza. it's just a fucking dick move.
Well, I wonder, honestly, I wonder how much of that with him is he's really that way, or that's his public persona, so he sort of has to play it up. I wonder if he's really that way. So basically, we don't really give a shit. All right, fuck you, Jenny.
So,
what?
Apparently, Morrissey had this little problem.
Speaking of
at
cocksuckers,
Radio City Music Hall as well.
Yeah, he's queer as a
three-dollar. He kind of fucked up a couple of things there too.
At Radio City Music Hall.
Yeah,
is it about that venue?
I don't know.
Just turn into cocksuckers.
What'd he do?
I hadn't read it, but I just read the headline.
Way to skim ahead!
Yeah, fucker.
Jesus Christ. All right. But, anyway, London. Calling. No. The Rolling Stones will perform two concerts in London. Who gives a shit? And two near New York as part of their 50th anniversary celebrations. The band announced Monday, and lead singer Mick Jagger hinted that there could be more gigs to come. No shit. When aren't these guys gigging? Please. Unless you have something so spectacular... can you just not rest on your laurels now? Poor Keith. I mean, he has to get a blood transfusion every time they call him up to go out somewhere, doesn't he? Bless his heart. Anyway.
He needs more than that.
I don't know. All right. Anyway, there's that punk band. I don't know a whole lot about the story, but I know enough that that punk band, the Pussy Chicks. No.
Pussy Riot.
Pussy Riot.
Pussy Chicks.
I was close. They one of them, the lead singer, got released from jail, and then there's two other members that are having
been
served.
What were
they
in jail
for? Just, they're a Russian punk band, which automatically, is good. Yeah, but they were just talking shit about the government, Putin, the Kremlin, and you can't do that in those communist-run countries, so...
Well, I think while they were all, while we were talking shit, they were actually playing a gig inside of a church, and,
really?
Yeah, so they...
In a church?
Yeah.
A punk band. Well, all right. Good for them. Well, I hope the other two get out, all right, well, guess what? That was music news.
Or lack thereof. Yeah.
Stay informed.
Fans or comedic artists?
Just like lighthearted kind of stuff.
Yeah, songs like this one is what I was thinking.
Uh-huh. Well, who's your artist?
Stephen Lynch. This is off his new, unreleased currently right now, album called Lion.
Mm-hmm.
This will be released at the end or beginning of November, I believe. This is called Tattoo.
Got a unicorn, butterfly, angel wings, inner thigh, queer tattoo. That's a queer tattoo. Flaming skull, smoking pot, that's the opposite of not a queer tattoo. It's a queer tattoo. You got a Tweety bird, you got a school mascot, got a Hello Kitty, tell you what you got.
Great harmony.
Queer tattoo. Such a queer tattoo.
He's got a great voice for what he does.
No doubt.
You think that symbol in Japanese means strength or honor?
nigga, please. Your name's Queer Tattoo. Oh, yeah. That's a queer tattoo.
But yeah, that's his new shit.
So this is who? Who's this?
Stephen Lynch.
Stephen Lynch.
Yeah,
David Lynch.
He's got a bunch of them, but
so he is a singer-songwriter, more in the comedic. I think I've caught one of his Comedy Central.
He's got a bunch of stuff out now, shows. But he's out of Pennsylvania. They call him just a comedy musician kind of dude.
Nothing wrong with that. But I think he's been on Bob and Tom too.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure of it. Yeah, but
it's funny shit. What else? What else has Mr. Lynch got over there?
He's got only two albums out right now,
and a bunch of stuff on YouTube.
Yeah, his Lion will be released on November 13th, but that was his free download on his website that I grabbed. Cool. But this is one off his previous album called Three Balloons. This is actually his title track. So,
Stephen Lynch.
Call you from my car to say I'll be there in a while. Short plane ride and I will get to see your pretty smile. Nothing on the radio, I fiddle with the dial. Then I see a sign, the airport's just another mile. I check my bags and think about how much I hate to fly. And as I near security, I almost start to well, I hope the law enforcement agents can't tell from my face. I've got three balloons of coke in an uncomfortable place. I'm sweating and I'm nervous and I need a little air. Cause with four balloons of heroin, it's getting crowded up in there.
All right, you get the jump.
Man, whoa, the slide player, whoever that was, is amazing.
Yeah.
Damn, that's...
He gets, like, really good musicians in his...
No doubt.
For studio shit.
I bet you those recording sessions are a fucking laugh riot, man.
He's played in House of Blues, the Town Hall, and Carnegie Hall doing this
what?
Shit.
What? Yeah. Oh, my God. I bet you that went over like a turd in a punch bowl at Carnegie Hall.
As long as he didn't go to Radio City.
Yeah, apparently that place is cursed lately. Man. Now, he's got one, if I remember correctly, he's got one called His AIDS Test, or Waiting for
Waiting.
His AIDS Test.
Yeah.
It's a great fucking song.
This one is also off of Three Balloons, his previous album. Which was released in 2000.
It's so, out of my hands and all
12
I
years
can
ago.
Do is wait.
It's the no, I'm sorry, 2009. That has put me in this there's no state. Way this is...
The minutes feel like hours, the tension is
good
too
commentary.
Great. I've done my part, so now it's in the hands of fate. Waiting for my AIDS test to come back. I shouldn't have fucked that prostitute without a prophylactic. Waiting for my AIDS test to come back. Regret is dripping from me like my semen down her crack.
That's great. Oh, the violin just makes it.
The fiddle.
Yeah.
My nerves, they have been frayed. My pants, they have been shat. I know the nurse will say it's time to have a chat. At least I'll never worry about getting fat. I should think positive. No, wait, I didn't say that. Waiting for my AIDS test to come back. I never should have blown that tranny in my Cadillac. Waiting for my AIDS test to come back. I just had to taste that sweet forbidden nectar from his sack. And I
wow.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
That's so goddamn foul.
That is great. He's funny as
this
shit.
Is one I like. It's a short one. It's called History Lesson.
Oh, yeah. I think this is my favorite.
I have to do the vocals for Medieval Bush. Because I said 1570s muff instead of 1470s muff, and the medieval period ended at the beginning of the 16th century.
So that's 1500.
Wait, how do you know this?
Because I used to be a teacher.
You used to be a teacher?
Yes.
Professor?
No, I taught elementary school, and I got fired because I had an unorthodox way of teaching, which is I would bring in my guitar.
Yeah.
I never told you this?
No, I was gonna say, how come you never tell us?
I would bring in my guitar, and I would sing the lessons to the children.
Of course you did.
I am dead serious.
Yes.
I am. All right. No. All right, hold on. I'll give you one of the... let me remember it. All right.
Let me remember it.
All right, here's one I remember, okay? This is Ben Franklin. Ben Franklin went out one night, tied a key to the end of a kite. Electricity struck so bright, write it down, motherfuckers. See?
you call the kids motherfuckers?
Some of them were motherfuckers, yes.
Science.
Wow.
Okay. Isaac Newton sat under a tree, an apple hit him in the head, so he said, holy shit, that's gravity, write it down, motherfuckers. I have a million of these things.
Why don't you do the pilgrims?
Okay, hey, now, pilgrims raced against the clock, looking for a place to dock. They said, fuck it, here's Plymouth Rock, right it down, motherfucker.
I don't like that you're implying that the pilgrims were lazy.
I'm not implying anything.
Wright brothers. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. A dude named Orville Wright told his bro, let's invent flight. So Wilbur said, I, write it down, motherfucker. Yes, well. Wilbur said I.
Wilbur said I?
In my story, he did.
Wilbur was street in your story.
That's right.
Damn. Nice. All right, well, what...
See, you can't stump me.
Slavery.
Oh, there's nothing funny about slavery. Well...
No, there's not.
Abe Lincoln led the nation, freed slaves from the plantation.
It meant a motherfucking proclamation. Right there.
I'm gonna need nuts.
Wow.
He's a funny dude, man. Yeah, go download some Stephen Lynch there,
Stephen
kid.
Lynch with a PH.
Well, thanks for tuning in to the Audio Files podcast. We want you to tell all your friends. Go give us some feedback there on the old iTunes rating and any of that.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you feel. It doesn't have to be a great rating. Just be honest about it, you know. Shit. You like it? Great. You don't like it? Fuck you.
Yeah.
So there. As we sit here and drink beer and talk music shit. So that's
shit.
Mr. Stephen Lynch.
Shit music.
Old Steve. It's good stuff. Yeah, I like
him. Funny. He's a funny fella.
He is. All right. What do you got there, Ranamale?
Ranamale. PBR.
Today I would like to talk about the Dead Milkmen.
You sound like you're getting ready to start like a book report.
A book report?
The Dead Milkmen.
Did somebody say book report?
Oral book report.
There you go. There's a book report. There you go.
All right. So, the Dead Milkmen were formed in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 1983, and decided that they wanted to play stupid punk rock, as many stupid punk rock bands did at that time. They were very lighthearted. You know, they didn't get a lot of critical accolades because, you know... So, you know, their shit was so stupid. The first song I'd like to play is called...
So you like them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
First song I'd like to play is called Bitchin' Camaro. It's off their 1985 debut album, Big Lizard in My Backyard.
And it's it takes a minute to get into it, but...
Just play the fucking thing.
Hey, Jack, what's happening?
I don't know.
Well, rumor around town says you might be thinking about going down to the shore.
Woo.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go down to the shore.
Down to the shore.
What are you gonna do down there?
I don't know. Play some video games, buy some Def Leppard t-shirts.
Don't forget your Motley Crue t-shirt. You know, all proceeds go to get their lead singer out of jail.
Uh-huh.
Such enthusiasm.
Hey, we gotta check out the sandbar while you're down there?
What's the sandbar?
That's a place that lets 16-year-old kids drink.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, hey, guess who's gonna be there?
Who?
My favorite cover band, Crystal Shit.
Wow.
Yeah, they do a tour show. I'm really impressed. In fact, it goes a little like this. Love me two times, baby. Love me twice today. Ding. Love me two times, girl, cause I got AIDS.
No.
Love for two times, baby. Once for tomorrow. Once cause I got AIDS. Pretty good Jim Morrison in prison there. I hope those guys have a good sense of humor and don't take us into court.
What's the court?
Never mind that. The important thing
here... You mean
here,
the people's court?
No, that's another story. The important thing here is that we get to the part where you ask me how I'm going to get down to the shore.
Oh, how you getting down to the shore?
Funny you should ask. I've got a car now.
Oh, wow. How'd you get a car?
Oh, my folks drove it up here from the Bahamas.
You're kidding.
It must be the Bahamas or islands. Okay, the important thing here is that you asked me what kind of car it is.
What kind of car do you got?
I've got a bitchin' Camaro.
Drummer's amazing.
You know, I wonder what possessed them to make such a long intro. Because, I mean, they were obviously just improvising as they went along.
It kind of seems to me like they are, you know, thumbing their nose or extending their middle finger at the conventional wisdom of the day or how music is supposed to start out.
True.
Plus, I think there was a lot, at that time, there was a lot of, like, real... lofty and self-indulgent intros to a lot of songs, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, this was the 80s.
Oh, God. The dark stain on popular music, as far as I'm concerned.
That and most of the 70s.
I don't know. Well, the 70s had some cool shit.
It did.
Except for that old disco.
I mean, the 80s did, too.
Well, yes.
But I'm talking about, like, the prog rock bands and shit like that.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't a big fan of
fucking Emerson, Lake and Palmer and shit.
And they had some decent stuff. I wasn't a big fan of the whole King Crimson. Yes, I thought Yes were bloated. Overbloated.
Well, they probably are now.
I thought it was real self-indulgent.
It was. It was shit.
You know what's? You know one thing that I find very fucking funny.
Your penis.
Have you ever seen The Office?
I've seen the British version, but not the American.
Well, there's
not
this guy.
Much,
there's this guy named Creed that sits in the office, and in the Grassroots, he was a guitar player for the Grassroots.
Right.
Every time the camera goes over to him, no matter what, he's always fucking playing solitaire. And every time I look over at Randall, he's playing fucking solitaire. It's just funny as fuck to me.
So it's a.
Well, you know, I mean. I gotta keep myself entertained because you motherfucking monkeys aren't.
It explains a lot of the delayed reaction to questions.
No, I listen, you know. Yeah. Just kind of right.
So the
auto fuck.
The dead milkman is who Randall has picked this week as his lighthearted, somewhat comedic band. We got any more dead milkmen?
Yeah,
no. That's the only song. That's the only fucking song they recorded.
Yeah. That was the entire album, entire output.
Yeah.
Now, this next song is called Punk Rock Girl. It's off their 1988 album, Beelzebubba. It was actually a minor college hit.
Yep.
Where the fuck is Zipperhead?
Vietnam.
Wow. Zip.
Do you have a bell?
It's not often you hear a reference to Minnie Pearl in a punk rock song.
No.
29. How many albums did these guys actually put out?
They actually just put a new one out last year.
Really?
40. Yeah, after breaking up for, you know, like 15 years.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. It's something like 7.
Wow. Put out 40
I could look
albums.
It up, but I'm playing solitaire.
Jesus Christ. At least he's honest about it.
Let's not fuck up his game over here.
So, really are. So, anything else by the Dead Milkmen that's noteworthy?
We're at the 30-minute mark.
Oh,
so
cool. I want to play something.
Okay.
Do you?
Yeah. You know, the
well,
intro.
We didn't ask you.
Fuck you. The intro band, it's only a minute 16 long. So
fuck.
The band that you heard, the band that you heard there in the intro, it's a band out of Venezuela. They're called Los Amigos Invisibles, which means the Invisible Friends. They're a great band.
They really are, yeah. They sounded.
So let's play one of their tunes. This is called Asomacho. And I got no fucking clue with my broken Spanish. I have no idea what that means. But here we go. This is off of their album. It's a fucking cool album. The new sound of the Venezuelan gozadera. I don't know what that means either.
Jesus.
It just sounds wicked cool. This is called Asomacho. All right, that was a little bit of Los Amigos Invisibles. There you go.
Cerveza.
The Invisible Friends from Venezuela. Yeah, I thought that would be appropriate because it was complete nonsense. It was kind of funny in a weird Spanish sort of way. All they were doing was yelling obscenities. Like he was yelling coño, which means damn it or hell or shit or whatever you want it to mean. And banga, which is cock. He was yelling cock, and then he threw
it. Oh, and then he said enchilada.
Yeah, he said enchilada for some.
That's the worst swear word I know.
Yeah. Enchilada, yeah. All right, folks, you're listening to Audio Files Podcast. We're showcasing some funny, lighthearted, comedic artists this week. So we got the Dead Milkmen here queued up. We got another one.
We're going to play one last one by them off of the same album as the last song we played, Beelzebubba. And this song... And this song is called Life is Shit.
Yeah. Nice.
Because it kind of is.
Yeah. There's lithium. Prozac for that.
I ran into a friend of mine who said he was going to take some words and make them rhyme. I said, you can fool.
So inane.
And he said, yes, I do believe this is true. Would you like to come and sniff some glue? And we'll fly to where the skies are blue and look for things both bright and new. And on a pretty Sunday morning, a bunch of pretty Baptist girls lift their pretty hands and they sang, life is shit. Life is shit.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
Very uplifting song.
It really is.
It's kind of like We Are the World.
Yeah. Without the whole Michael Jackson contribution and Quincy Jones.
Anyhow, you get the fucking idea.
Yeah, those guys are lighthearted. And they're back on the road, right? Or are they back together?
Sporadically. they play some reunion shows. Like I said, they just put out a new record. But they're not full time.
Really?
Yeah. Thankfully.
It interferes with the job at Walmart.
Interferes with solitaire.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with playing solitaire. All right, well, folks, go download some Stephen Lynch or some Dead Milkman out there. Do yourselves a favor. Contribute to their...
To their burgeoning careers.
Or their retirement fund. All right,
their,
well...
Their 401k.
Yeah, yeah, because I'm sure they've got 401ks. All right, I want to talk about a gentleman. His real name is Stuart Daniel Baker.
Sounds familiar.
Does it really? No, it doesn't. He was a music he was a music teacher and a studio musician. He's from Albemarle, North Carolina. Feature out. Albemarle. Want to feature some local boys.
Nobody knows where the fuck that is.
It's in the middle of nowhere in North Carolina.
Well, most places are.
As is everything in North Carolina, unless you're in Raleigh or Charlotte.
Yeah. Although there is a Walmart in every small town.
There's a Walmart in every fucking town in this world. It's kind of frightening. Mr. Baker created an alter ego for himself, better known as Unknown Henson. So everybody, that's his stage name. All right, there was a public access cable show in Charlotte called The Wild Wild South back in the 80s. And he did comedy sketches, and they had concert footage and stuff like that on there. So after that show went off the air, he created his own show called The Unknown Henson Show back in 1995. Oh. He has had a shitload of albums out. This guy performs under the name Unknown Henson, and all of his stuff is hysterical. It's more in that kind of, I guess it would be like the rockabilly country kind of stuff, which I like. And he's a hell of a guitar player.
He's a very strange looking individual as well.
Yeah, he's got the taped on or the pasted on sideburns, the big lamb chops, slicks his hair back, has this unusually pronounced widow's peak. He blacks his front teeth out, so all you see are his canines, the fangs. Also, if you've ever seen that show on Comedy Central late at night, no, Cartoon Network, sorry, Squidbillies on Adult Swim, he does the voice of Hurley. And as soon as you hear his voice, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, I recognize that guy. Anyway, let's play some stuff.
Unless you don't know who the fuck he is.
Well, yeah. Well, you'll recognize the voice as soon as you hear him sing. Here's a little bit of Unknown Henson. This is called Ugly Things.
You gave the dog my supper. You had sex with my brother. You've done some ugly things for such a pretty girl.
It's great music, and then he starts.
Yeah, it is.
The tars on my Chevrolet.
The tars.
You cussed out my mama on her birthday. You've done some ugly things for such a pretty girl.
I mean, music-wise, it's such a classic song.
Yeah, exactly.
You put a dull blade in my safety razor. And you hit the band-aids from me.
He's singing with that very typical North Carolina accent.
Mattress. Last night when I was asleep.
All right. Here's another one. Here's another one by Mr. Henson. And by the way, all over YouTube, there's great concert footage of this guy. So go look up Unknown Henson on YouTube. And there's several where hecklers in the audience. And I have never seen anybody better at shutting a heckler down.
Really?
I mean, oh, yeah. I mean, he tears them a new one.
Do you know what the origin of the unknown Henson moniker is?
Yeah, it was a common. He was trying to create like a fictitious character. Obviously, right. That's what this is. So the backstory was his mama had a name, and his daddy's name was unknown because he didn't know his daddy was
on his birth.
So they just named him after his daddy. Unknown Henson. I know it's just,
that's good.
Yeah, everything's got to have a backstory. All right, here's another one by Mr. Henson. This is called "I Don't Take Dope."
Huh. Good name.
Yeah.
I done some hard time in prison, 30 years in the can. I was slightly convicted of killing a man.
Slightly convicted.
Yeah. Solitary, I never lost hope. The Lord, He forgave me. I didn't take dope. Beware all you hippies, long stringy hair, and you bell-bottom britches with a big old white flare. Satan's a-sinking your free love boat, but I'll go on floating, 'cause I don't take dope. Don't take dope.
Well, you get the idea.
Do we?
I like the guy. I like that. Here's another one of his. It's called Talk American, which God can only know what this is going to go like.
I'm sure it's going to be PC.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk American.
Talk that.
If we're gonna live as one,
that's
if you reside great. In the USA,
USA,
then learn to talk American.
American,
yeah.
I bought my woman a vacuum cleaner for Christmas, but putting it together was hell, I tell you this much. Inside the box, there was a little old socket wrench.
Wrench.
But the instructions was in German and French.
French.
I stopped into a convenience market one morning before the work day started. I wanted to buy some cheese, crackers, and Coca-Cola. But all the clerk spoke was Espinola.
Espinola.
Talk American.
Oh, Lord.
If we gonna live as one.
I love this guy so much, man.
You know, honestly, though, lyrically, it sounds like something Toby Keith would do.
I know, right?
Seriously, though.
It actually does, yeah. And this guy, I mean, he's a serious musician.
Oh,
and
yeah.
For whatever reason, this alter ego he decided to go out with that. And I'm telling you, he's doing really well. He plays all over the damn place. This is a particularly funny title. This is called Satan in a Thong, which already I like it.
She's Satan in a thong. Lord knows she'll do you wrong. If you meet her, you best move along. She's Satan in a thong. Now I've seen wicked, I've seen evil, all kinds of bad, and all kinds of people. But I can tell you, this bitch takes the cash. Oh, she's pretty as hell, sweet and young. Behind her ruby lips lies a serpent's tongue. Hell, she I just as soon kiss a rattlesnake.
It's kind of like, you notice that all the guys that are really funny, they got great voices.
Yeah.
Do you wrong? She's Lucifer. Hell yes, it's her. She's Satan in a thong.
Well, I mean, I think that's kind of the point. The more seriously they make them sound, you know, make themselves sound.
Yeah. All right, well, let's do one more by Mr. Unknown Henson here. This is called... Yeah, this is the Undead Blues.
Hell,
Sounds like electronic drums to me. I feel like we're doing the Dr. Demento show.
Yeah.
I don't sleep the sleep of a peaceful soul who's laid to rest in a 6-foot hole. I sing country western songs, that's right. But I can only sing for you at night. Been picking and singing for eternity. Well, at least a couple of centuries. Cause I made out with a vampire gal. Felt real good, but look at me now. I got the undead blues. Yeah, undead blues. They hard as hell to lose.
All right.
Just can't shake them low down undead blues.
All right, like I explained in the beginning, that's where it stopped because the energy just dies out. We appreciate you listening. Subscribe through iTunes, Stitcher, Radio, or Podomatic. I think we're on TuneIn now. You can shoot us an email, audiofiles_pod@yahoo.com. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook. Audiofiles919 is Facebook handle and I believe Twitter handle. Anyway, thanks for listening, and tune in next week. Hopefully we'll have a new updated episode for your listening pleasure. Happy holidays from Audiophiles.
Don't make me beg. I wanna gnaw your egg. Yes, I do. Girl, I'm gonna rock you like a cradle. You lick the nutmeg off my ladle. It's pure, it's refined.